We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, did you think about Jim Rooker yesterday watching that game?
I did. He was the one when the Pirates years and years ago took a 10-0 lead and said he'd walk home from Philadelphia if the Pirates lost the game, and they did. They lost, and he ended up, not that trip, but ended up doing the charity walk from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. And apparently Bob Walk, I believe, started that game for the Pirates. And they asked Walk yesterday if he said on the air, "I'll walk home if the team loses," and he said he did not. Learned his lesson. The Pirates didn't lose anyway. So I remember when Rooker made that trip.
That was 1989 was the year on that. I am pulling up the box score from that game right now. Phillies won that game 15-11.
Did Walk start?
Pirates scored 10 runs in the top half of the first. Phillies came back with two in the bottom half, so it was 10-2. Two more in the third, 10-4.
Was Walk the starting pitcher, though?
Let me scroll down and check here. Let's see. Yes, he was.
That's what I thought.
Bob went 3 2/3, gave up six.
Couldn't hold that 10-0 lead. Couldn't build a win off of that.
Pirates were up 11-6 going into the sixth inning. Philly scored four in the bottom of the sixth, scored five in the bottom of the eighth, and won the game 15-11.
And Rooker had a long walk to make.
Pirates lineup that day: Bonds, Lien, Van Slyke, Bonilla, King. Oh, now the computer froze on me.
That was the year they took a big step back because of a bunch of injuries early on in April. They were very successful in 88, a very good-looking young team, and you thought, okay, 89 would be good. And then I remember Lavalier got hurt. I think Sid Bream got hurt. I think Jim Gott got hurt, if my memory serves, and they ended up losing in 89. And then the next year, 90, was the first of their three playoff teams.
See, I don't look at this team as one that is in that kind of mode, where if you finish, say, with 78 wins, okay, but you're a team that is building towards something, you can accept being a middle of the pack or a mediocre team. I don't see this team in that same, we're trending upwards, if we're just around 500, that's okay, because next year is going to be our year.
Yeah, Andrew, but it always comes back to the same question.
Which is what?
Where would they be with Marte and Gong?
Well, answer it. Where do you think they'd be with those two guys?
I think they'd be much better, because then David Fries wouldn't be playing every day, and Adam Frazier, and heaven forbid, Max Moroff, who's now down to 083, I believe.
He keeps starting games.
Yet he got the start yesterday.
I've never seen.
I understand the rest part of it and all that, although 3 days before the All-Star break. But the other point of that is it just, the bench is as bad as I've ever seen. And you have guys playing, doing stuff that they're not, they shouldn't be asked to do. So I think Gung killed him, Marte killed him. Now, would they be a winning team, a division team? I don't know. Maybe.
How many wins do you want to say those two guys are worth?
I got to figure, I'm going to say conservatively five.
For the first half of the season?
Five. So instead of maybe 47, 42 and 47, maybe they'd be 47 and 42.
That would put them, they'd still be in second place. Milwaukee's 50 and 41. So you would have them a game. You'd have them three games out of first place.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, maybe they'd win another game against the Cubs. It might change the other records.
Sure, sure,
but,
sure.
Yeah, I would. I think it's a shame.
I think it is, too. We can talk next hour about just the first half of the season and how they finished and whether we think this is an acceptable record or not, but You know,
that's Huntington's point. He talked to Peter Gammons last week.
Yeah, I want to bring up those quotes next hour.
And was pretty good. And he's saying, you know, we've asked a lot of this team. They've been through injury, adversity, and suspensions and arrests with Gung. And he said, you know, they fought through it the best that they can. And I think there's some truth to that. But the bottom line is their record is what it is.
I can't believe Bruce Kiesen was on the team. I can't believe Jim Rooker was on the team in 89. And I just Freudian slipped Bruce Kiesen because that's the first person that I think of with Rooker. He started the last World Series game at Three River Stadium. Or the last home World Series game in Pirates history, right? That's game five. Kiesen gets hurt. Rooker gets thrown in there last second. And he gave him a good game.
And pulls him out.
Right.
Yep.
That started that 3-1 comeback. So he's on that 79 team, and then he's calling games for them 10 years later, which is funny to me. Yeah, I couldn't help but think about that game against the Phils
in
89.
Apparently the guys in the press box walked over to walk and said, "What are you saying about this, Bob?" And he goes, "I'm not saying anything." I'm not saying anything. He knows how 10-0 can disappear.
I think that yesterday is just one of those games where you're, like, suffering through a kind of miserable, lousy season. You're going to have a game. You're going to have a number of games
Absolutely.
Throughout the stretch of 162 that put a big
smile
on your
face. You know, Toronto beat, what, 19-1 yesterday by Houston?
Yeah.
But it only counts as one loss.
I know.
It should count as five, but it only counts as one. And the Pirates are going to have games where they're blown out in the first inning, second inning, third inning, too. It happens over 162.
Well, they just
You hate when it happens at home, though, in front of your fans.
Well, they just had that happen to them when they lost that game that Cole started against San Francisco. They lost that game 13-5. You know, and Cole, he didn't get drilled for 10 runs in the first inning,
right.
But he acted like an adolescent on the mound, and they didn't have a chance in that game. So that, to me, is the Pirates equivalent of that game yesterday this season where you go to the ballpark. And I was at that game that Friday night. To me, that's the low point of the season for them, where you go, you start a seven-game stint against two last-place teams after just winning two out of three against Tampa and two out of three against St. Louis. And I was thinking, okay, this is the time the Pirates make hay here and make up some ground, only to get swept by the Giants and have your ace blow up on the mound in the first game of that series. Yeah, Neil Huntington did make comments to Hall of Fame baseball writer Peter Gammons, and we'll talk about those comments next hour as it pertains to where this team is at the All-Star break and what they plan to do with some of their star players. If you want to join the conversation, it's 412-928-9370. We're broadcasting from Nemacolin. They've just opened a new golf course here. It's called Shepherd's Rock. And we'll talk to the designer of this brand spanking new golf course next hour. Ron Cook and Adrian Filippone live from Nemacolin on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.